What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Bluestone Golf Club for the Eagles Radio Network golf outing, annual golf outing. We did get a report from Ike. We did not get a report on his current score, but we may be getting Ike later in the show.
So don't change that radio
dial. Do not change the dial. Now, at this exact time tomorrow, you will hear our conversation with Nick Sirianni. I thought it was a great convo with Coach. With Nick Sirianni. So this time, we were at training camp. I don't know if it counts as our training camp visit.
Not even close.
Okay, there we go. It does not count as our training camp visit. But at this time tomorrow, 4 o'clock tomorrow, you will hear our conversation with Nick Sirianni. First time Coach has been on the show since last year about this time. We talked to him right around Radiothon last year.
No, he came on for BG Day.
He did come on for BG Day. He would have gone on for an hour about Brandon. He had tons of Brandon stories.
He had a lot to talk about with Brandon.
He did.
I think that was like the fastest interview we've ever done. It was a quick 15 minutes.
It was. You can watching tape of Nick Sirianni. We all change over 5 years, right? But watching him talk 5 years ago compared to watching him talk now, with all that's under his belt, it's not just a Super Bowl and going to a Super Bowl. It's sort of like managing all of the ups and downs and obstacles they've had. He's a different guy now.
Yeah. He joked about it today.
Well, he did.
You'll hear it tomorrow, but he joked about how his first press conference and hearing him now. It's like he's a different person.
Yep. And I think he's actually, I would put him in the top, he's a good talker now. He went from a guy who was not one to one who is.
And of all the Eagles, I think we're happy for. I'm genuinely happy that Nick got a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
He seems like a very, very normal, genuine dude.
Hope this Petullo thing works out for him. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you like the Phillies being in the same division as the Red Sox, Yankees, and Mets? Do you want to guess on this one?
I saw it too.
Okay. All right. I can't trust you. tell Jack, don't look at Twitter so don't see the poll. Not really
well,
possible.
It's better than, I can legitimately do it. I guess I forgot that I'm supposed to be doing the Ike thing today where I don't look.
68% say no. Think that's because it's too hard?
No, I think they just view it as
change.
As change. Yeah. And the traditionalists wouldn't like it. I don't think the toughness would bother people. I think they'd kind of welcome it in a way, I guess.
So before we get to the High Hopes Jackie baseball report, I did get a text from my guy Chris. I don't think this is the same Chris, but it seems like we have figured out what you're talking about with
Thank
the
you.
Abbey Road thing.
Thank you.
Chris, you're on WIP.
Thank you. Before I go in, who made the Abbey Road point?
Jack.
That was me.
Jack? For the first time, you have thoroughly pissed me off.
Wow.
Just another day.
Stay in your lane, Jack. I respect your baseball
That's it.
Knowledge. First off, it's the Abbey Road medley, not the Abbey Road
medley.
Melody.
That's the word I was looking for.
Chris texted me. And Chris, he kept saying
melodies.
The songs only have melodies. And I'm just looking at him thinking, every song... what are you talking about?
I don't know how songs are made.
Yeah.
Every song has a melody. Yes. So, right
this
there.
This could be a seltzer issue, though, too. This could be seltzer's fault.
Wait, Chris. Jack's going, yeah, but the songs just get right to the melody. And what are you talking
about? Right to the medley.
But that's, do you even know what a medley is?
No, not really.
A medley, okay. So, a lot of times, this is the one side of Abbey Road, but have you ever gone to a concert where they have so many hits, at one point they'll play four of them all together, play a minute of each of them all in a row?
I've seen it, never been to a
concert. That's what a medley is.
Okay.
A medley is when you connect smaller bits of songs or smaller songs together, like on Abbey Road.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And so you're mad at Jack now.
And Jack said that it was a lazy album.
Yes.
They half wrote songs, Chris.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to school you here, youngin. Okay.
You should. Yeah. This is a great album.
Abbey Road is one of the greatest albums of all time. Mm-hmm. The Beatles, in their brilliance, decided rather than have to cut songs out, they took pieces of almost completely finished songs. Not all of them most of them were completely finished songs. They decided to make it into snippets to do something that had not been done before. Also, because John Lennon had been in an accident and was recovering from injuries, so they were not able to get back to the studio and record full songs. So
yes,
they made one of the most brilliant sides of any albums of all time. So I just got to school you on that.
Yeah, again, mostly just a joke.
but you got it wrong.
I'm totally wrong.
Yeah,
I love Abbey Road. It's actually, I wish there was longer songs. Like, I think if she came in through the bathroom window, been a minute and a half, that's a three and a half minute song. It's a banger. But no one talks about it. She came in through the bathroom window. Don't let me
talk
about
it. I went from being thoroughly annoyed by the Phillies this weekend to, that was the first thing I heard when I got in the car after I was done work.
If you're a listener to the show, you have to know Jack gets something wrong every day.
I usually agree with Jack. I agree with Jack most of the time about his baseball acumen. Yeah. So,
yes, not on the baseball quarterback stuff. I'm sure. Baseball stuff. He's so wrong about things. Before the show today, he said he told me about this burn the boats thing, and I was sure. I went to my computer. I had never heard the phrase before, but I'm like, you do not know what that means. There is no way it means what you think it means. And it did. It meant what he thought it meant. So I appreciate you clearing that up, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
My pleasure.
There he is. Jack got it wrong. Medley, not melody.
Yeah, because I do love Abbey Road. I just wish the songs were longer.
There you go. Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So here's my question for you, Spike.
Uh-huh.
And I guess how does this move make you feel about Thompson? So tonight's lineup.
Oh, boy.
Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Real Muto, Bohm,
okay,
Marsh,
okay,
Castellanos. So down even further.
That's seven?
Seven.
He's sending him a message.
Yeah, but what I think is interesting is he's usually a... I think there might be something there with Castellanos and Thompson.
Like a negative thing.
Like...
Well, yeah, of course.
But... So he sits him on Saturday.
Yep.
Comes back, has a huge day.
Yep.
Yesterday.
And drops him in the lineup.
And drops him again.
Yeah. He's trying to show him who's boss. And I think it's part of what has been a little bit different about Thompson all year. It's not like he's been, it's not like he's Larry Boa. You know, it's not like he's some sort of, you know, hard ass. His temperament hasn't changed, at least from what we see. But he has been quicker, and he has been quicker to move guys down in the lineup. And with this one, I think we need to find out. We still have not found out what Castellanos said to Thompson in the dugout
mm-hmm.
2 months ago or 3 months ago, whatever it was. I need to find out what he said.
He hit fifth yesterday.
He hit fifth, and now he's hitting seventh.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It is weird.
But maybe he feels like sitting him motivated him. Maybe he's trying – because the thing I – you know, we talked about platooning him on Friday, and I said I wanted to let him play through it. Whatever. I don't have a problem with Thompson doing what he's doing. I think where I agree, and I think what Thompson is trying to do is one thing I said was I think they need Castellanos. Like that's what it comes down to is I think they need him. I don't think platooning him is the right way, or I don't know the way to do it, but I don't think giving him half the at-bats is the way to do it, because I think when he is hot, he can be effective. And I wonder if he's just trying to get him back with tough love, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean...
Show him who's boss.
They faced a lefty yesterday, facing a righty tonight.
Okay.
But still, like, Bohm's still right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... Something feels like he doesn't want to give Castellanos the satisfaction
win.
Yet.
Yeah.
And say, you haven't earned it back.
Showing him who's boss. And I also wonder, you've said this a bunch of times, and I'm not going to project, and I'm not saying that you know anything you don't know, but I've never heard you so sure that a guy is not going to be on a team next year. And I wonder if Thompson knows, if Thompson has been told by the front office, do whatever you got to do. That ain't going to be here next year. You know, like, if you can get him back, great. If you can't, we get it. We understand. And we all know in baseball in 2025, it's always funny to me, as you know, I follow the Yankees.
Oh.
And what?
Where's your respect at?
Well, but what happens with Aaron Boone a lot is he gets criticized as being like a tool of the front office, that he just does whatever the front office does. But the reality is, in 2025, there are no managers right now that act independently of what the front office wants. They all work with their analytics departments. They all work with their general managers. And while the day-to-day is on the manager, big decisions are made between the manager and the front office. And I just wonder if the front office has said to Rob Thompson, do whatever you got to do with Nick Estes.
You no longer have to just play him just because we paid him the money.
You don't have to just play him. You don't have to keep him happy. We understand that this might be the last year of this core. We don't think he's going to be here next year. Do whatever you got to do. And this is what Thompson's trying to do. I respect it quite a bit.
Max Lazar sent down after his heroic weekend. Good on Saturday. Good on Sunday before the last inning.
For who?
So they're bringing
up, they didn't need to, because of Wheeler. I thought Lazar would be safe.
So they bring up this random kid, Hoffman. But I think it's a move. Like, tomorrow it seems like Alvarado is getting.
Oh, right, because that's when he is
off the suspension list.
I wonder why they did Lazar today.
Well, because they want a fresh arm for tonight.
They just get one more arm.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Lazar because you could see in his face in the ninth inning after he gave up that home run, he was like, this might be it.
Yeah.
You know, he probably knew.
Now, he pitched. It was a tough spot because he pitched Saturday and then they brought him back for two innings on Sunday.
I think he's a pretty good pitcher.
I think I like Max Lazar. I think he's never going to be a high leverage arm, but I think in a pinch, he does have some stones and can pitch his way out of things. So, yeah, I think they just wanted a fresh arm with this Hoffman kid. It's not Jeff Hoffman. I do wish it was Jeff Hoffman.
It's not Jeff Hoffman. Yeah. But different Hoffman.
It's a different Hoffman. And then tonight, you know, Ranger back on the mound. We're still monitoring how Ranger is throwing. I mean, I don't know what the...
Get us through five. That Ranger, to me, has become a guarantee. If we can get five innings and three runs, it will feel like a victory for Ranger at this point.
So the final thing here, and we did the Burn the Boats movement in the open.
We're still doing the Burn the Boats movement.
Still
I'm
doing
it. Keeping it.
It's the main thing.
Unless they lose, it is the main thing, and unless they lose 7-1 tonight.
Yeah. Well, I think we sent a message to Bryce and Schwarber, and hopefully the leaders of the team. So I got another message, and this message is for Andrew Painter, because you should be helping this team right now. When Zach Wheeler goes down, we should be like, bring up Andrew Painter. Now, obviously, that would turn into a six-man rotation. Tyon Walker's pitching well, yada, yada, yada. I think they still would like to do a six-man rotation because I think they want to stretch these starters out. But he's not pitching well enough. And for this team right now, when we talk about who could be the Nick Foles, right? Like, who could be the random coming up through the minor leagues and the cavalry is coming. Like, it could have been Andrew Painter. And the fact that he's not in the rotation right now, not really an option, is a little annoying. Overall, is it going to affect the rest of his career? I think he's going to be a really good big league arm. I understand he's coming back from Tommy John. But when Dave Dombrowski spends the offseason saying July-ish for Andrew Painter, and we're sitting here in August with an actual need for Andrew Painter, and it's not a realistic option unless you want to just see how it would go. Like, he's not dominating at AAA. I'm just a little disappointed. Like we're looking for someone who could galvanize the team with the Wheeler going down and with them needing a spark. Well, it should be the number one pitching prospect in baseball.
Bringing up the hot shot arm.
Yes.
We didn't think we would be in a situation where August where we were saying, well, Painter's not pitching well enough and Taiwan's doing okay, so we can't bring up Andrew Painter.
Yeah.
Like that isn't the – and you were hoping – he went through a rough patch, and I was sort of hoping, and I would joke, his ERA is over 5. He's not going to pitch this year. But – It doesn't – I'm not watching him, but every time I look at the box scores, it's almost like there's – I'm looking for something in the box score to tell me that it's better than what the numbers show. Like, I'm looking for – well, maybe he struck out 10 in 5 innings or something.
No, it's four strikeouts. It's 4 strikeouts, 3 walks, 2 home runs.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like every Andrew Painter outing at Lehigh Valley is.
Is it a location issue?
So I think it's two things. I think he's dealing with command issues. Command hasn't come back. And I think his fastball is just flat. So, like, as he comes back from Tommy John, they're probably tinker with it a little bit. And you know, I think they're adding a sinker for him right now because I think his fastball was flat. And it would, if he came to the big leagues right now, the four-seamer is getting blasted.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Like, it's just, it's not a competitive pitch right now. I just, it should be a moment where here he is. Let's ride.
Would be perfect.
It worked out perfectly, and it's just disappointing that he's not even an option right now.
So that you don't think they'd even consider it at this point?
I mean, again, he would have to start. He would really have to start turning it around, and they would have to commit to the 6-man rotation.
Yeah.
Like if they want to get one of the starters some longer time in between starts. But as it stands right now, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you want to just bring him up, see how it goes, and then send him back down if it doesn't go well. But yeah, disappointing year.
One other minor leagues question is, we had talked about Justin Crawford potentially coming up August 15th.
Yeah, I heard August 15th. That's what everyone told me. Huh?
Yeah. Well,
bunch of idiots, right?
Well, I'm just, no.
I know.
Well, no, it became obvious when... It became obvious to me that it wasn't going to be August. Now, August 15th was the date that he could have kept his rookie eligibility for next year.
Uh-huh.
It became obvious to me that he wasn't going to come up on August 15th because they have stayed committed to the platoon with Kepler in the outfield.
Yeah, it's really roster dynamics.
Well, so let me ask you this. September, we get two more roster spots, uh-huh. right?
They go to 28.
So do you think it's possible at that point?
It kind of depends on what the team needs.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of does depend from that standpoint. But I just, you know, Kepler still hit the ball hard. Hit the ball hard on Saturday.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, a couple outs.
Hard hit rate.
Yeah. Trending towards 50%.
Yeah.
In August. So, like, they're going to play Cassie. They're not going to DFA Cassie. They're not going to DFA Kepler at this point. And they're going to play Martian Bader and Weston Wilson. So I just, stinks for him because he's ready. But nothing, they can't really do anything about it.
215-592-9494. Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Violet.
Hi. So I'm a longtime listener. I just never hardly get a chance to talk to you guys. Should I take myself off speaker? Would that be better?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
I got to give you credit. You sounded pretty good for speaker. My speaker detector is pretty good, and I didn't even notice it, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Violet.
Okay. So, yeah, I really like you guys. I get to listen to you sometimes, but I don't really get to call very often. I'm usually at work, but I'm off
okay.
today.
All right.
And I really, really enjoy this show. I enjoy all of you, really.
I like the
morning show, the midday, and you guys. But you guys seem like you're rockers.
We're rockers?
Well, I am.
Well, Spike is. He pretends to be.
I don't pretend to be. Look, I don't stay up late, but I got a lot of tattoos and I like rock music. So if that qualifies me, then I'll take it.
Well, that's for another time. But
okay.
Yeah, it was anyway. Yeah, like they didn't like the morning guys didn't know who Godsmack was, but anyway.
Well, that's not surprising.
I mean, oh, yeah. Well, Seltzer should know.
No, because they're hard rock.
He did. No, I brought it up a while back last year. It was with the football video. But anyway,
okay.
About the Phillies, I'm going to be positive, I think. And actually, I called my midday comment earlier in the season was, I thought that Taiwan was going to be the breakout player this year. And, I mean, I think he's not having huge, bad, I mean, great numbers. But, I mean, I think he's really turned it around since last year.
Oh, 100%.
And I love Alec. I don't know why so many people give Alec Boehm such a hard time. I mean, if you remember, he started, like, last year, his RBIs were crazy good. And then he had an injury. I mean,
we were going so well here, Violet. All right.
And you saw what he
did. Do you want me to tell you why I give him a hard time? And what I will say for you first is you were right about Taiwan, and I think it was last week I apologized to Taiwan, and it wasn't some bit like Chelio does. It's not just about Taiwan Walker being good this year. Taiwan Walker's been a good teammate this year. Taiwan Walker went to the.
I think he's been great.
He's been great. He went to the bullpen with no problem. He came back as a starter for no problem. When he gets asked about going back to the bullpen, he says he knows he will and he's okay with it. Anything to have the team win. Like it's not just been a turnaround in performance from Taiwan Walker, but I feel like it's been a turnaround in his whole mentality. I've been really impressed by it. I think he's been a good Philly, and I'm proud that he's done what he's done. I'm happy to be wrong about Taiwan Walker. Let's get to Alec Bohm. So, okay. Problem number one with Alec Bohm is as a hitter, and this Ike always says that he is what he is. Like, he's not going to hit 25 home runs. He's not going to hit 27 home runs, whatever. The fact that this guy is a 215 pound singles hitter is infuriating because it's a decision. And it's a decision because he cares too much about his batting average to like drive the ball and risk making outs by hitting the ball in the air. So like he should be top five in doubles and he should hit 23 home runs every year.
And he doesn't strike out because he swings early and counts.
Right. So like as a player, that's what frustrates me about him. As a personality, he is a baby. He is a big giant baby. And it's not just about throwing your helmet. It's not just about being frustrated. You can see in his face. And, like, you get to a point not even just a player, but a person. They become such a big, giant baby that everything they do annoys you. So yesterday I'm watching the game, and it's clear that the guy pitching had no control whatsoever. Already hit a guy, walked the guy on four pitches. Guy can't stay in the strike zone. Guy hits Bohm. Bohm is throwing a tantrum on the ground, so much so that the umpire has to go over and calm him down, yelling at the pitcher. The guy did not want to hit you. Trust me, the last thing he wants to do is turn a three-run game into a four-run game and hit you.
Right.
So with a different player, I might be like, he got hurt getting hit. I'll let it go. I just can't let it go with him. And that's the problem. And by the way, last thing.
Well, I did get hit in the rib, and that's why I missed a long time.
I don't care. I said that. The last thing is, I don't even remember. Oh, the RBIs. The reason he got a lot of RBIs is because hitting fourth and everybody ahead of him is a good hitter. RBIs are a phony stat. Like, you can have great hitters not get a lot of RBIs because of where they are in the batting line, where are they on the lineup. You have a so-so hitter get a ton of RBIs because of where he is in the lineup. And Alec Bohm is a so-so player. He will be fine on the Royals. I know you're ready for me to be done, but I'm not done.
Yeah, he will be going on a while.
Go ahead.
He will be fine on the Royals. He will be fine on the Cardinals. He will be fine on wherever he lands, that everybody that watches the team is just happy-go-lucky, happy to be here, whatever. In Philadelphia, I cannot take him. I'm glad that he's playing as opposed to not playing, I guess, but that is my problem with Alec Bohm.
Well, I love this particular team. I love the dynamics between everybody. I love Nick Castellanos. I know he's struggling right now.
Wow.
I want this team to win. I don't care about any other group. I want this group to win, and I really think they're going to rally. And I love Rob Thompson. I wish they'd stop picking on him. You know, he is doing the best that he can with what he has. It's just, anyway.
Violet, final question. Yeah. You love Castellanos and Bohm. Is there anyone, and Taiwan, you're more like me than you think. You're like the devil's advocate of all time. Is there anyone on the team that you don't like?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I miss our old catcher, though.
Stubbsy?
Yeah. We all miss Stubbsy.
She vibes off.
Yeah. Violet, for next question day, what do people lie about?
Well, this one's probably already been said. Weight, I'm sure, has already been said.
Yeah, weight. Yeah. Weight's pretty high.
And then age was my next one. What about marital status?
Marital status. She got cut off. Marital status is a big one.
People lie about that?
Of course they do. You've never seen? Look. How can I not incriminate? Okay, what I would tell you is this. If you were to watch a bunch of 40-year-old guys go out. Let's say they're out on a
work trip.
And the number of guys who are married that don't happen to have their wedding band on when they go out, it is a higher number than you would expect. That's how, you know, guys like us, we're honest. We're always going to be okay.
Yeah.
Mostly honest guys.
Mostly honest guys.
Yep. That's the name of the show.
That's the PSA.
Yep.
You know what people lie about?
What?
Listening to the show when Ike's not here.
Well, Ike might join us.
Yeah.
Ike might join us. Yeah. We're hearing reports.
That's our big get in the 5 o'clock hour.
215-592-9494. Coming up next.
I think he just wants to do leading off. So he can do the player to count on and around the horn Mariners position so he can say Ken Griffey.
Let me tell you, when leading off starts, Ike will get up and leave. I don't think he's worried about that. Coming up next, it looks like Jeffrey Lurie has made a good bit of money over the last year or so. We will tell you how. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike may join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We are at the Blue Stone Country Club for the Eagles Radio Network golf outing, and it's been a lovely time.
Yes, it
has. A lovely time. Now, I'll tell you, one of my favorite things is when my coworkers smoke cigars 10 feet away from me when I'm doing a radio show, because a good cigar is great, but when other people are smoking it, getting the smoke into your lungs while you're doing the show is absolutely great. So I want to thank you, Rob. Thank you, Mike. We're all just having a good time. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
We're doing the show. We're having a good time. It's fine. You can keep smoking cigars. It's all good.
Yep.
It's all good. We love it. 215-592-9494. Look, it wouldn't be a live broadcast if I didn't complain about something. So Sportico does the valuations of sports franchises every year.
Right.
So the number one football team in America is, as you would expect,
the Dallas Cowboys.
They are worth $12.8 billion per Sportico.
I can't believe you made me say that, because it's setting up to be such a perfect drop of you, because you said the number one sports team in America
but
is.
But then you said it. I'm not doing that.
Guess what won't be on the drop board.
But here is what is interesting about that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
At the same time last year, they were valued at $10.3 billion. So in the last 1 year, the valuation of the Cowboys went up $2.5 billion.
Now, why would that happen?
Well, I think there are a couple of different economic factors that if there's inflation, everything is worth more than it was. I don't want to, explain
right.
that to you.
Tariffs?
But, not tariffs. No. So the Cowboys now worth $12.8 billion. The second most valuable franchise is the?
Niners? No.
No, the Rams.
Interesting.
Up 34%.
Do the Rams fans care about that?
I don't think they care.
I don't think they care at all.
But being in L.A., and I think one of the huge things for them is having the new stadium creates extra value. $10.4 billion. The Giants at $10.3 billion. Then the Patriots at $8.8 billion.
The Patriots are that much?
Yep. 20% increase.
Yeah, but that's only because of... I mean, that's because of what they did.
I think so, yeah. But it adds... Like, the reason the Celtics go for so much is because of what they did. They don't even own the building, the Celtics. And the Lakers don't either. So the Lakers are at least in Los Angeles, the number two market. Boston is mostly just because of the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I guess if I was to be in a position to buy a team...
I would not pick the Patriots.
I would not pay $8 billion for the Drake May, Mike Vrabel-led Patriots.
The Niners are next, and then the Eagles. So Eagles valued at $8.4 billion. They were valued at $6.8 billion a year ago, an increase of 25%.
Wow.
So now part of that, too, with the Eagles is when you can sell at a specific valuation as they did, they sold a minority stake of the team at a certain number, the overall value of the team can go up, and that's what happened. So congratulations, Jeff Lurie. Rounding out the rest of the list is the top 11, I guess, top 10. The Dolphins at $8.3 billion, the Jets at $8.1 billion, the Raiders at $7.9 billion, and then the Commanders at $7.5 billion.
So three teams in the NFC East?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yep.
Wait till we have a division of Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, and Phillies.
Yeah, wait till we're the little spenders in the division.
Yeah.
When we're spending. Oh, can you imagine the shows that we're going to do when the Phillies are fifth in payroll in baseball and we are screaming and crying because they are spending the least in the division?
Yeah. Now, the Red Sox, I don't know how
they're off and on.
Thrilled they are about spending all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to.
No.
215-592-9494. Reese in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
Hey. How you guys doing?
What up, Reese?
Hey. Talking about the Phillies?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if the narrative is always to panic and go crazy in this city when something happens, but for me as a Phillies fan, I chill. This is the same baseball team they've been for the last 4 or 5 years since we got Bryce Harper. I'm not going to, lose it because we lost Zach Wheeler. Like, this has been the same bullpen. It's been all year long, too.
Well, that's not
so,
true.
They added
one of the best closers in baseball.
Right. But, I mean, they still have one of the best bullpens, and now you add one of the best closers to that bullpen. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to do the same thing they do every single year. So
well, yeah, there's a big sort of variance in there. Last year, I would say the first 2 years of this core in the playoffs were good playoff runs. Last year was terrible. I think I think we all agree, Reese, they have the talent to do it. They're a good enough team to make a playoff run without Zach Wheeler. The question is whether they get a case of the woe is me's, you know, and they just sort of, they give themselves, because, you know, sometimes I think it's just a human thing when something's mm-hmm. hard and you get an excuse to tap out, right? If they're looking for an excuse to tap out,
yeah,
they have an excuse now. The question is whether they take the excuse to tap out or they say, you know what, We are not going to be defined by this.
No.
You know,
do hard things.
And then this is me being optimistic. I don't have them doing that. I got them rallying around the fact that they won the last game in this last series, and the fact that they still have a good bullpen, and they're in front of us. They're going to be in front of us tonight. Can you imagine what tonight is going to be like? That's going to be Cal Raleigh versus Kyle Schwarber in our house. There's no way they're going to win that game in our house tonight. I got them winning that game tonight.
It's going to be fun. I hope so, Reese. And thank you, man. For next question, give us something people lie about.
Their height. That's what people lie about all the time. People are insecure.
Yeah. On Mount Rushmore.
They do. Yeah, Elliott Shore Parks. Hashtag Elliott.
Yep. Now, we're going to know very early, I think.
We're going to know it this week, the next 9 games.
Yeah. But I think that, and maybe this would be projecting, I do think that there's going to be a little extra crowd
juice
emphasis tonight.
You think so?
I do. Because I don't think people want to give up on the team. I think that they've done a lot of good this year. Don't even start making an ovation joke. I'm trying not to turn this into give them a standing O.
Okay.
Although I want it on record first was done on here. I think there's going to be a little of, you guys still got it.
I hope so.
You guys still got it.
It's been a weird year with the Phillies. We've mentioned the fans' attitude toward the Phillies a lot this year, mm-hmm. comparing it to their attitude against the Sixers, attitude with the Sixers. I do think at their core, not everybody is as positive as, what was her name?
Reese and Violet?
Violet was, yeah. Reese, very positive. Violet loves everybody. Violet loves Castellanos, Taiwan, all that stuff. But
They make me seem negative.
I think at its core, I think Phillies fans in general, at their core, want to be positive. Mm-hmm. And I think At its core, I think people want this team to win. I don't think people want this run to end without a championship.
I think they want them to win. I don't know if they believe they can win.
That I agree with you. And if you don't believe they can and they're supposed to, that's like the worst thing in sports. Mm-hmm. The worst thing in sports is when a team is supposed to win and they don't. That is the number one worst thing. The best thing is when a team isn't supposed to win and they do. That was 2022.
That was 22.
Yeah, and this is the worst. But I think if they could win a couple here, I think not only do they rally around themselves, I think the fans rally around them too.
I know.
But they have to give them a reason.
And I agree. You burn know? The boats.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats!
They can do it. They can do it. And I don't know. It's probably mostly talking myself into it. I just... There's a part of me that thinks they might have needed something like this to
wake them up.
To wake them up.
Yeah.
And say, and lock in into a different level of seriousness.
215-592-9494. Speaking of serious, you are in a serious condition with your old windows and your old doors.
Everyone's talking about it.
It's serious. Everyone's talking about it. And the windows maybe have been in there for 30 years. It's been the last 8 years that you've been like, yeah, you know what I should get to? Replacing those windows. Call Gaida today. Just take care of it. They're the only place you can call for windows, for doors. There's a reason that for decades and decades and decades they've been serving the tri-state area. And there's a reason you should call right now. How about 40% off? Right. 40% off every energy-efficient triple-pane window expertly installed. By the way, can vouch for it. Can vouch for the triple-pane windows. Can vouch for the expert installation. The guys in my house, clean, got it done very quickly, did a good job, looks beautiful, 40% off. How about 40% off every door, every garage door, every insulated entry door, every sliding patio door, 40% off. Start your project with no money down. Buy now, pay later at Gaida. Interest-free financing for up to 18 months. You missed it in July. They extended it through August. Don't miss it this time. Don't let these savings pass you by. All prior sales are excluded, which is okay because this one's great. Call Gaida today. Schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Call 877-GO-GAIDA or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Bam and Upper Darby. Bam, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up,
Bam?
Brother Spike, from my brother from another mother, Jackie Baseball.
How are we feeling, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. Can't complain. I'm just upset, you know, that we were going to leave Zach Wheeler for a little while. You know? And Spike.
Yes.
Did Chris in Middletown, don't ever take him as a caller again.
Yeah, I'm not. I appreciate you sticking up for the show. I'm not so worried about Chris.
I'm the foxhole guy, man.
Yeah, you are a foxhole guy. The truth is that Chris from Middletown is a good guy, but a C caller. I'm not worried about C callers. Now, I'm going to be honest. When Chuck was on other shows, and Chuck is ripping me,
and Herb.
Herb, I heard Chuck ripping you. Something.
Yeah, but he's an A caller. You know, Herb's an A caller. You know, Bam, you're an A caller. Chris from Middletown is a C caller in a tiny T-shirt. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And what do you call it? I have a question. Do you know why we're getting a third receiver? Is it because Dotson's contract up next year?
Why the Eagles traded for a receiver? No, yeah. I think the reason is that the Texans didn't need the receiver. The Eagles didn't need their tight end. And as Elliot tells it, that maybe the Eagles liked him when he came out in the draft and decided to take a flyer on him. I don't even think there's a guarantee he makes the team because the tight end they traded probably wasn't going to make the team either. So I think he's a talented guy. He was a second-round pick. He had leukemia in 22 and then was just getting back on his feet the last couple of years. And then the Texans have a pretty solid group of receivers, and he wasn't able to do it. You know, they did the same thing, though I think they were in a bigger need position when they traded for Dotson. That Dotson was another guy who was a high draft pick that wasn't working out, so I think they just take a flyer on him.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
If I get my answer right.
Yeah.
I think the leaders on this team, on this Philly team, like Shorber, Turner, Harper, but now that we got Bone back, I like it the way he was playing. I think
I think he can motivate. He should be able to motivate the clubhouse too.
Wow, 0%
no chance.
No shot.
Absolutely
not even close. Bam.
Impossible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
More chance of me motivating the clubhouse.
Okay. My answer to the next.
Yeah. What do people lie about?
What do people lie about?
All right. Hey, Justin, can you find that Ruben Amaro cut where he says something about wood? The wood.
The hardest wood I've ever touched.
Are you calling for a cut?
Yeah, you're a producer?
Are you calling for a drop, Bam? Wow, that was gutsy. Bam calls for a drop.
That's Bam.
Yeah, there is no chance that Alec Bohm, and I hope everybody enjoyed that Alec Bohm home run yesterday, because it is the last Alec Bohm home run you're going to see for 2 weeks. He
cut that audio when he goes yard tonight.
He will go yard tonight. There, I've guaranteed it.
Yeah.
Well, look,
it was so,
I'm playing chess.
Well, again, he's so infuriating because he'll do that where he pulls the ball in the air.
Yep.
And people are like, well, you know, why do you care so much about lifting and launch angle? Because he's supposed to be a middle-of-the-order bat, and he swings like a slap hitter.
Now, by the way, it is, on some level, the Phillies' fault for being a bat short and putting him... Like, if Alec Bohm is your sixth hitter, you're totally fine.
Sure.
If Alec Bohm's your sixth hitter. As a cleanup hitter, it's even more infuriating.
It's all right. We got JT there.
Do you... I'm just waiting for the day where I can start talking about the
Harper leadoff.
Harper leadoff, Schwarber 2, Trey 3, worst hitter 7. I read.
Why don't you just bring on Spader?
Can we bring on Spader to explain it?
I don't
it?
Care. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. He can explain. You guys can nerd out about your stupid lineups.
Okay. Well, don't you find it interesting that I would nerd out about a baseball thing when I'm such an old school guy?
Yeah, it is something that it's not really your ethos.
Yeah, the one of the new school things that I have latched onto is your best hitter hitting leadoff. There's a simple reason for it. The simple reason is that the hitter who hits leadoff is getting more at-bats than any player on your team. So that's why the Dodgers hit Shohei Ohtani leadoff, because he is going to get more at-bats than any player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy named Ryan Spader, and he sent me a very long PDF with a statistical analysis.
Dude, send me the same thing.
And I read it.
I didn't read it.
Of course. And it basically says that you should, in this case, what the Phillies should be doing is hitting Harper first, hitting Schwarber second, and hitting a guy like Trey Turner who can get on base and maybe cause a little hectic on the base pass third, because there is a chance that there's a better chance that three hitter is coming up with nobody on base. And you want a guy who's going to get on base there.
So he can steal it back. There's a reason why Trey doesn't steal as much as he should, is because Schwarber's hitting.
Yeah, and you don't want to give up an out potentially with Schwarber up. So then the other part of this, and we'll bring Spader on, but I just want to finish the thought, is you hit your worst hitter seventh. And the reason you're doing that is because you're hitting Harper first. So you're giving Harper a better shot to come up with guys on base.
Mm-hmm. You've been radicalized.
I have been radicalized by it. I am, not only do I think it is the right thing, I am sure it is the right thing. And I want to get Thompson this PDF is what I want to do. I want to get it to Thompson.
Yeah. Never mind.
All right. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew in Jamison. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
So, okay, we have a new rule for you.
Uh-oh.
You're a foxhole guy. At times you've needed a little bit of coaching. What we're going to do is, like, you're going to have a clock on you from now on. And what I don't want is your lists. I want you to come in, bring something very strong at the top, and if you are not strong, you're getting hit by the gong. It's like the gong show with you. So I hope whatever you've got up top is very strong.
Well, I got a really strong point.
Okay.
You're winning the World Series with this rotation. It's going to be six men for the rest of the year.
How is it going to be six guys for the rest of the year?
Because we're going to bring up Painter, and I think we're going to bring up arm like Chase in the bullpen and provide some much-needed relief for the guys that need it on our team so they can be ready for the playoffs. Yes, I am disappointed in Nola, but I still believe in him. So I think we're going to run a six-man, give Ranger rest.
But who's coming up in the bullpen?
Moises Chase. He's supposed to be up next year. MLB ETA is next year.
He had Tommy John surgery.
All right, yeah, that's on me.
That's hang upable, right?
He's so close, but so far away.
We love you, okay? You're still a foxhole guy.
Yes. But, like, Moises Chasse is not pitching this year because he has Tommy John surgery.
It's going to be hard to bring him up.
It's going to be tough to bring him up.
Well, they could bring him up. It would be weird.
Yeah, he might have to throw a lefty.
It would be weird. Jack, what is coming up next in the top 5 of 5?
Places I no longer feel comfortable.
Ooh. I don't have any guesses on this one.
Okay.
All right. I have one guess that I'll write down.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. I could probably use it.
What's that?
No, I'm not. Oh, really? Okay. I got enough.
All
I
right.
Enough.
Okay. That is coming up next. Your calls as well. 215-592-9494. And does Ike Reese join us during the 5 o'clock hour? We'll find
out. Don't touch that radio dial.
Yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.